gluttony, when woven into the fabric of pleasure, becomes an insatiable craving, a hunger that stretches beyond the confines of the body and spills into the soul. It is not merely the act of consumption, but the aching, trembling need to devour and be devoured, to take and take and take until the senses blur and the lines between satisfaction and obsession dissolves like sugar on the tongue. It is the taste of indulgence dripping down the chin, sticky and golden, staining fingers that tremble with the weight of too much and yet never enough. It is a banquet of sensation, a feast of flesh and whispered promises, where desire is not sated, but stoked, where every touch, every taste, every ragged breath feeds the fire rather than quells it. They call it sin, but what is sin if not the sweetest indulgence? The kind that lingers endlessly, leaves you breathless? I have never been one for moderation. Not in love, not in desire, not when the feast before me is so bountiful, when I am surrounded by them, my four devotions, my temptations, my ruin, and my salvation. Dante is my first sip of wine, the kind that stains your lips, makes your head spin, leaves you dizzy with want. He speaks in poetry, touches me like I'm something sacred, and yet there's something in his eyes, a promise that he will never let me starve. Every night when my loves lay me bare and push me to the edge of reality, bringing my body to its brink, but never fully breaking me. Dante is the gentle touch grounding me back in real time. Fingers through my hair, the soft brush of his lips across my neck. Sweet, gentle affection. Then there is Lucian. Danger wrapped in silk. A whisper of teeth against my throat. He is the burn of whiskey. The edge of a blade. The sharpness of pleasure when it borders pain. He consumes me, and I let him. The sting of a slap, the roughness of his hands around my neck. He is the first to test my limits, wrapping my hair around his fist as I take Dante's gentle fingers, pulling me to his eyeline until the small sting begins at the base of my neck. Nipple clamps while I rest at the altar of our bed, open and dripping in anticipation. A slap across the cheek, firm yet gentle in the caress that follows, while I swallow all he has to give me. He is a figure in the darkness when I return home, building heat between my thighs with every step. He is the chase, the danger, my deliverance. Rhett. Rhett is warm, golden, reckless, like honey dripping from my fingers. He is the kind of man who loves with his hands, his laughter, his whole body. He worships indulgence, craves it in me, feeds it, until I am full of him, of us, of this insatiable, endless hunger. Laid before him, there is never enough time in the world for him to feast on me. Never a moment where he isn't able to reach the deepest parts of me. He makes me feel full in size and warmth, never disappointing me. And driving me wild against the rhythm of the others. Almost too much to handle. And then there's Cassian. My ruin. My salvation. He is the taste of something forbidden. Of promises made in darkened rooms, sealed in the heat of skin against skin. He's the one I could never resist. The one I will always come back to. Even when I am spent, wrecked, undone. He is the one I trust with every part of me. To set the tone and pace for the wild passion that is my men and me. He sets me against his body, holding me steady and gaping ready for the shared experience of deep and trusting, full love. He calls the shots, gentle in his girth, spreading me beyond my limits. He calls the others to match his tempo, setting me ablaze, truly demanding my attention. Every orgasm, every joint thrust he shares with another, giving the ability to only feel and see stars, but no longer think beyond the vibrations of my body. He is the conductor to our gluttonous, loving symphony. Our love isn't simple sex. And it can't be described as something so mundane as fucking. Our love, the experiences the five of us share, is something beyond words. It is lips parted, gasping, breath, desperate touch, clawing hands, nails digging, claiming, needing. It is the ecstasy and borderline pain of taking two cocks at once while pushing through the pull of my nipples or the restraint of a hand around my throat. The sheer sensation of being filled everywhere, all at once. It is overstimulation in the form of ecstasy and reaching nirvana. Because enough is a word that has no meaning in the throes of such hunger. It is drowning in decadence, willingly, eagerly, with no desire to surface. The five of us each offer our own unique composition of flavor, enticement of flesh and pleasure. But mix us together, compiles the perfect bite, layering each delectable piece of us. Bodies intertwined so perfectly that if you were ever to taste it, revel in the masterpiece that is our pleasure, you would find yourself lost in a symphony of desire. Each note a sigh, each movement a crescendo of indulgence. The harmony of sensation and surrender, where boundaries blur, and the only thing left is the intoxication of touch, taste, and ecstasy. To devour us is to become one with the masterpiece itself. Consume as much as can possibly be consumed, and then sit back as the desire and pleasure lead you to an endless hunger. They say it will consume me, that to take too much, to want too deeply, is to lose oneself. Then let me be lost. Let me drown in them, in this, in us, because some hungers are simply never meant to be sated.
Mi amor, we are not done with you yet.